Hi, everyone. Today I'm going to be answering the questions that I got for my AMA. Before I start, I just want to say thank you to everyone who asked me a question. I really didn't expect to get as many questions as I did. So thank you. I'm going to try not to be super shy and awkward like I usually am, but I don't think I can help it, so I'm sorry. But anyways, let's get started. So, and if you hear me like flipping pages in the background, it's because I need to write stuff down, like on paper. For some reason, I just hate reading stuff off of a screen. So I hope it's not too loud. But anyways, the first question I got is, who is your favorite? Also, I fidget a lot because I'm really nervous. Like, I'm just a nervous person, so I fidget a lot. And so I'm playing with the cap of my marker. So if you hear, like, some cap noises, I'm sorry. But I gotta play around with it to keep me sane. Okay, so who is your favorite GWA recorder? Also, I'm not wearing my glasses and the paper is kind of far away from my face, so it's kind of hard for me to read. But the first question is, who is your favorite GWA creator? I have a lot. I've been listening to I've been listening to people's audios for a long time. Way before I made my own account. So a lot of the people, who I really, really liked, don't really post anymore, but I guess they're still my favorite. There's this one man who was, the first person I ever, ever listened to, and his username was Bourbon, drink, the bourbon drink, and then _ neat. And he was, my absolute favorite. I don't think he posts anymore, though. But I used to like him a lot. There used to be this guy, and his username was Kinda Fit Guy, and he was delicious. His audios were so good, but also, he would post, selfies. Well, they weren't selfies, body selfies, and he was sculpted, some kind of marble sculpture or something. He was just beautiful, but I liked him a lot too. There used to be this guy who used to post stuff in French, which I really liked, but I can't even remember his name, but I really liked him a lot too. There used to be this guy who used to post a lot, and his username was Saronide, Saronide. I liked him a lot too. He was one of my favorites. There used to be this guy, and his username was Shelter and Strength, and he made really cute safe work stuff. I liked him too. There used to be this guy, his username was, it was either Aural, A-U-R-A-L, and it was either Explosions with an S, or Explosion with no S, but I can't remember, but it was either Aural Explosions or Explosion, and I think he was my number one favorite. I would literally listen to him every single day, and I loved him, but none of those people post anymore, but there are people I like who do post. I like Mr. Licorice Returns. I think he's my number one favorite. People who still post. I like him number one. And then I also like this guy. His name is Professional Naughty. I like him a lot too. I like this guy called fictional friend ASMR. I don't remember if there are like underscores in between. There might not be. I like him. I like this guy. His name is the underscore best underscore intentions. I like him a lot. And those are the only people I can name, like, off of the top of my head. But I'd say those people are my favorites. Okay, next question. So, Forgotten Crusader asked me a bunch of, like, general get-to-know-you questions, so I'll just answer them all. Where am I from? I'm from Canada. My favorite hobbies? I have a lot of hobbies. I like to exercise. I guess that's my, like, first hobby. Like, exercise and, like, I don't know, healthy living. I don't know. But I exercise a lot. Like, I keep, like, a really strict exercise routine. And I'm just, like, an active person. I exercise, like, 5 or 6 days a week. Not like the same type every day, but like I do some type of exercise like basically every single day. So yeah, I like to exercise, eat healthy, be active, or you know, all that fun stuff. I like to cook. I like to bake. Not too much baking because I have a huge sweet tooth that I have to keep under control, but I really like to cook. I probably cook like honestly, I cook, like, every single day. That's how much I like it. I like to garden. I don't grow a lot of my own food. I grow some things, but I mostly just plant flowers in my garden. I like to do crafts. Like, I like to embroider. I like to, what's it called? Cross-stitch, but I'm out of, like, certain colors, so I can't really do a lot of cross-stitching. I like to spend time outside and just, like, go on walks and explore nature. What else do I like to do? I like to write. I like to write stories, but lately I've been trying to write more scripts, so I like to write. I like to read a lot. I read, like, a book a week or every week and a half. Like, I read a lot. I read fiction stuff and nonfiction stuff. Fiction stuff I like, murder mystery stuff for fiction books. And for nonfiction books, I like a lot of stuff, that most people don't think are very interesting, but most of the nonfiction I read is about, like, hypnotism and, like, hypnotherapy. What's it called? Like, autosuggestion, which is, like, related to hypnotism. I like to read about, the brain and consciousness and different states of consciousness, which is also, like, all related to hypnosis and hypnotherapy. I like to read about world religions. I'm really interested in world religion. I read a lot about that too. I think that's it. I mean, I have a lot of hobbies, but I'm kind of a grandma. Like, none of my hobbies are very interesting. I'm a pretty boring person. Another one of my hobbies, I like to write music. I'm not much of a singer, but I compose a lot of music. And I've been playing instruments and composing music, like, my whole life. But I've only recently started to, like, try and sing things, but I like to compose stuff. I don't compose as much as I used to. But that's another one of my hobbies. My favorite color is pink or lilac. Any, like, girly color. I'm, like, such a huge girly girl. But I'd say my favorite color is pink. My favorite food, chicken wings, definitely. Like, really spicy buffalo chicken wings. My favorite music, it's a really hard question. I listen to so many different types of music, but right now, I really like indie sunshine surf music. I guess that's what I listen to most right now. That's one of my favorites, and another one of my favorites are like oldies music, like music from the 50s, or yeah, I don't listen to many things from the 40s, but like from the 50s and 60s. I guess those are my top two favorite genres of music. My favorite movies. I can't really think of any movies that are my favorite. I have like a favorite type of movie. Like, my favorite type of movie are like buddy cop comedy movies. Like, I just like silly comedy movies. But my favorite actor is Martin Lawrence, and he only does, like, really silly stuff. So, those are my favorite types of movies. I guess my favorite movie, my favorite movie is either Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence, but he has this other, like, cop movie as well. I can't remember. Oh, National Security. Those are my two favorite movies. Okay. TV series is series. My favorite TV series. I like a lot of stuff. I like Supernatural is my like number one favorite show. I like The Office. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I like Stranger Things. Honestly, I don't watch that much TV. I think those are the only shows that I watch right now that I can think about. I mean, I finished The Office, but, like, I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Supernatural, and Stranger Things, like, when they come out, but, I'm all caught up. So, yeah, I don't watch very much TV. And there's nothing I'm, like, really watching right now, since I'm caught up to everything. But, yeah, I'm not, like, a huge TV or movie person. Okay, somebody asked me, will you ever start a Safer Work YouTube channel? I would. That would be so cool, I think. Like, that would be a lot of fun. But it just takes, like, a lot of, like, time and effort and, like, work to have a YouTube channel. Like, I don't know. I don't always, like, have the time that I would need to have, like, a successful YouTube channel, you know what I mean? But I would love to do it, like, in the future, as, like, a side thing. But right now, I don't think I would start one. But I totally would start one, like, in the future. Okay. What's the next question? Somebody asked me, how is your stack of dishes doing? And I have no idea what that means, because I don't have a stack of dishes. Because I'm a very clean and orderly person, and I hate when people leave dishes in the sink. Okay, Scribe asked me for a date. You and your partner dress up in tan shirts and khakis and go to a zoo, pretending to be custodians to make up facts about animals. Which encounter do you go to, and why? Such a random question. Okay, so my partner and I go on a date to the zoo, and we dress up like custodians so we can make up facts about animals. Which encounter do you go to, and why? I don't know. That's such a hard question. I have no idea how to answer this question, to be completely honest, so I'm just going to tell a story about the zoo. So I don't go to the zoo because I feel so bad whenever I go there. Like, I remember the last time I went to the zoo, I was in high school, so this was a while ago. But we went to the zoo for some class, and we had to, like, fill out some stupid worksheet. I remember going to where the giraffes were, and, like, they just looked so sad and so just, like, depressed and horrible. I, like, made a pact to myself that I was never going to go to the zoo ever again. I mean, obviously, there's no other way I can go see animals, but, like, no, they just look so sad. And there were these panda bears, and it was really cold. Like, it was like April, but it was like a cold April, and there were these panda bears, but like they were outside, like freezing. I don't know, this just makes me so sad. But sorry, Scribe, I have no idea how to answer that question. Which encounter would I go to? I don't know. Maybe the giraffes, since they're so depressed? I don't know. Okay, somebody asked me, who do you want to collab with? I don't know. I don't really have anyone in mind. I mean, you kind of need friends to have people to collab with, don't you? I don't know. I'm, like, super shy and awkward. And I'm so introverted, like, I'm not very social. So I don't really have any friends or, like, people close to me who I can collab with. I don't know. Who do I want to collab with? I have no idea. Would I collab with someone? Maybe, if I could, like, get over my shyness when I interact with other people. Which question am I on? So, next question is, are there things in your audios that you would really like to act out in real life? Oh, that's a good question. Basically everything I post is something I would act out in real life. Maybe not literally, like I wouldn't literally act out like my incest audios or like my cheating ones in real life, because that's pretty nasty, but like those are just like things I would like to like role play, I guess. Like I like to role play that stuff in real life, but I wouldn't necessarily act it out in real life. But basically everything I post is something that's like a fantasy of mine to some degree, or something I would do in real life, which is why I have so many like blowjob, handjob, jerk off experience stuff, because like that's the stuff that I like to do in real life, you know what I mean? So yeah, there are things I would act out in real life. Like, basically everything I post is something that I would like in real life, to some degree. So, that was a good question. Okay, this question is from Straight Throw Mostly, and he asked me, What turns you on more, writing scripts, recording, or listening to others? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I'll say that they equally all turn me on. Like, I get turned on when I write stuff, I get turned on when I record it, and when I listen to other people, I get turned on if it's something that I like. So what turns me on more? I don't know. If I had to pick between writing and recording, I think I would say writing turns me on more than recording. But recording still turns me on, just I think writing turns me on more. And then listening to others, I feel like, is kind of its own thing. Like, I listen to others, like, with the intent of being turned on, so it's gonna turn me on, you know what I mean? But all of them do. That was a good question, though. Okay, somebody asked me, what's the worst date you've ever been on? That's a good question. Worst date I've ever been on. Well, okay, one time I went on a date to Starbucks with this guy, and he was very nice and all, but all this guy would talk about is his job. Like, all he would ever talk about is his job. And, like, he worked as, like, a line cook at some random restaurant. Which, there's nothing wrong with being a line cook, but, like, you'd think with how much he talked about his job, he would be, like, something else that's not a line. You know what I mean? Like, he talked about his job a lot. Like, everything he said was related to his job. Like, it didn't matter what I say. Whatever he said was about his job. And it was just, like, I just couldn't handle it. Like, you can only talk about your job. Like, this guy had no personality. Like, this guy literally had the personality of, like, a brick wall or, like, a piece of paper. All he would talk about was his job. So then at one point, I, like, went to the bathroom. I pretended to go to the bathroom. And then I texted my dad to come pick me up. Because it was winter. And I didn't. I was too lazy to go home by myself because I was taking the public transit. So I texted my dad to come pick me up, and I returned from the bathroom. I'm like, oh, my dad just randomly texted me. He said he would come pick me up. And I got the hell out of there because I was bored out of my mind. Yeah, that's the worst date I've been on. Okay, someone asked me, tell us a funny lie somebody has told you. Like a funny time you caught someone in a lie. That's a good question. Okay. One time I was talking to this guy, and all he would talk about was how much he loved cooking. He would always talk about cooking, how he just loves to cook, and he's such a good cook, and he wants a girl who knows how to cook so we can cook together. Like, he would always talk about cooking. So here I am, right? Like, I think I'm talking to, like, Guy Fieri's nephew. Like, this guy's always talking about cooking. Come to find out, this guy can't even really cook, for real. Like, there are 7 days in a week. Like, 4 out of 7 days, he would just order Chinese takeout. And then the other 3 days, he would literally just eat, like, TV dinners. Like, he literally thought, like, microwaving already cooked food is cooking. Like, the only thing he knew how to cook, like, every single day when he didn't order food, he would make fried eggs, sausage, and then you eat them with ketchup, and he would call it cooking. But that's not cooking, you know what I mean? Like, oh my god, this guy was so dumb. Like, he was literally the type of person who thought, like Chinese takeout was, like, authentic Chinese food. Like, people in China are literally eating, like, orange chicken. Like, that was the type of person he was. So that's the biggest lie someone's told me. But the thing is, I don't think he knew he was lying. I genuinely think he thought he was a good cook. But, like, heating up TV dinners is not cooking. And, like, frying eggs and sausage and eating them with ketchup also doesn't really count as cooking. Anyways, I guess that's the funniest lie someone's told me. Okay. I just thought about something, actually. And I was answering that question about my hobbies, and I talked about books. I didn't say, like, what book I was reading now, which I feel like is useful information. Well, actually, I'm not reading anything right now, but I just finished a book, which was a fiction book, but it was, like, it was fiction. It wasn't real life, but it was based on, very loosely based on physics, like quantum physics, and it was, like, the basis for the story. I'm totally gonna expose how much of a nerd I am when I answer this question, but the basis of the story was the idea of quantum immortality, which isn't a theory, because we can't test it, because there's no way to test it, but it's an idea, or, like a thought experiment, which is basically, pretend you create this device. So you create this device, and you're kind of in this enclosed space, and it's you, and the device is a gun, and it's a gun that fires automatically based on the spin. Okay, this is so nerdy, I'm sorry, but it's a gun, and whether the gun fires is based on the spin of a subatomic particle. So subatomic particles, like electrons, neutrons, protons, have spin, which doesn't mean that they literally spin, like in a circle, but they have a property called spin. So whether or not this gun fires is determined by the spin of a subatomic particle. So spin up or spin down. So the gun, I feel like I already said that. So whether the gun fires is based on spin up or spin down. So if the particle spins up, the gun doesn't fire. Spin down, it fires. Okay, so what happens is you're in the enclosed space with you, the gun, spin up doesn't fire, spin down it fires. So what happens, so from the outside perspective, right, there's a 50-50 chance the gun will fire or not fire, because there are two outcomes. So there's a 50-50 chance it either has to fire or not fire. If I eventually it has to fire, right? Like, both outcomes are possible. But what happens is this gun keeps clicking, like the experiment keeps happening, but the gun never fires, which doesn't make any sense because, like I just explained, there's a 50-50 chance of it firing. So if you fire it a billion, million, gajillion times, at least one time it has to fire. But the gun never fires, which makes no sense. So the idea is that the reason why it doesn't fire is because there are many worlds, not just this one world, which means there are... Someone just started up their car and totally interrupted me. Let's wait for him to go by. Yeah, there are many worlds, not just this one world, which means there are many realities apart from this one that you're experiencing right now. So what happens is every time the gun gets set up to either fire or not fire, reality or the universe splits into two. So in one universe, the gun fires, so spin down, it fires and you die. In the other reality, the gun spins up, it doesn't fire and you live. But the thing is, you can only ever experience the reality in which you are alive. So you're only ever experiencing the reality in which the particle spins up and doesn't fire, but there is another reality happening at the same time where the particle spins down and it does fire and you're dead. But the thing is, you can't experience it because you can only exist in the universe in which you're alive, which is the whole idea behind quantum immortality. So in this book, which was the point of me going on this very nerdy rant, in this book there's this girl and she keeps dying, but what happens is when she dies, she doesn't actually die. She goes to a parallel universe where she already exists. And her consciousness gets merged with the consciousness of her in that reality. And she keeps living, but the thing is, every reality is a little bit different from the other one. So she's very confused and disoriented. But it keeps happening. She keeps dying, but every time she dies, she moves to a different reality. Because the idea is that you can only exist in the reality in which you're alive. But the issue with this is that consciousness isn't alive or dead, right? Like, it's not like a light switch, like alive or dead. But consciousness is like a dimmer switch, right? Like, they're in between fully alive and fully dead. They're different states of consciousness, right? Like, you go from fully alive to, like, alive, like, kind of alive, slightly less alive, on, until you're fully dead, but there are multiple of them. So death is not, like, one instantaneous outcome or event. It's like a, it's like a progression of, like, decreasing states of consciousness until you get to fully dead, which is why we can never be fully immortal, if this is true. I mean, it's not a theory, right? Like, we can't test it. But if this is true, we can't be fully immortal because your consciousness has to keep decreasing until you get to dead or fully dead, right? Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but basically the first time you die, right? So you die and then you're in a new reality, but eventually, well, when you die and you go to a new reality, now there are less total amounts of realities that you can exist in because you've already burned through one or multiple, right? So the idea is that eventually you're going to get to the end, and each time you go to a new reality, now it's less likely you exist somewhere else. So eventually the idea is that you're going to burn through all the realities in which you could possibly exist, and then you're really going to die for real. So, I mean, if you believe in quantum immortality, it's not really immortality. One day you really will, like, cease to exist. But anyways, that was just a very nerdy explanation of the book I'm reading. I probably just exposed how much of a loser I am, but I'm sure there's someone out there who might think it's interesting. So, next question I have is, I should have worn my glasses and they're so far away. I'm too lazy to get them. Next question is, what kind of audio are you into yourself? That's a good question. Me personally, I'm not really into things that have, like, a huge long plot. Like, I know I make stuff that has a lot of plot, but, like, me personally, I'm not really interested in the plot. what I'm really interested in are the man sounds. I don't need any plot. As long as there are some man sounds, and maybe, like, a little bit of dirty talk, that's all I need. So I really like, what are they called? I really like Ramble Faps because they don't really have, like, a huge plot, and it's just, like, all sounds. Like, it's all sound. It's so great. So that's my favorite. So to answer the question, what do I listen to myself? Mostly I just listen to Ramble Faps or, like, man sound stuff. Okay, next question. Next question is, I already answered that. Okay, next question is, I'm drinking tea and it's so good. Next question is, what are your fetishes? That's a good question. Okay, I'm just going to talk about, like, fetishes and kinks together, even though they're different, but people kind of use them, like, interchangeably, right? So, some things I'm in, like, these are more of, like, my kinks, like, not things that I, like, necessarily, like, all of the time, but, like, things that I like sometimes. So, I like, DDLG, not fully. Like, I don't get, like, very into it. Like, I'm not really into, like, the age play aspect of it. I kind of just like the pet names and, like, cute nurturing aspect of it. I like role playing, not all the time, but I do like it. What other kinks do I have? Okay, I would say that I have, like, an incest kink, but I have, like, an incest roleplay kink, you know? Like, I know you know what I mean. You guys aren't that stupid. I like that. I like, how do I say this? I like CNC, like consensual non-consent, but I also, cause like CNC is like, it's kind of different from role-playing, you know what I mean? So I like that, but also like role-playing, like, rape scenarios, which is different from, like, CNC, but I like both. Other kinky stuff that I like. I feel like that covers most of it. Another kink I have, is, like, cheating role play, which is, like, something I've been, like, recording a lot of. But, like, I just like the idea of it. Like, but the thing is, I don't really like the idea of it. Like, it's not something I would do in real life. I just like role-playing that I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I definitely have, like, an impreg kink. Like, a breeding kink. That's hot. What else can I think of? I don't know. In, like, my own personal, like, my own personal life, like, there's a pretty big difference between, like, what I actually like to do, like, in real life, and then, like, the things I record. I guess, like, in my audios, I'm a lot more, I wouldn't say dominant, but I have more of this, like, maybe, I don't know what the word is. Maybe I'd say, like, a more, in some of them, like, a more, like, dominant or, like, confident persona, but, like, in my, like, real personal life, personal sexy life, I'm, like, a complete sub. Like, I don't have, like, any desire to be, like, dominant at all. But I like to do it in, like, audios, but just, like, not in real life. You know what I really want? Like, what my biggest desire is? This isn't, like a fetish or a kink. It's, like, a relationship thing. I want to be in, like, a 24/7 dom-sub relationship, but it's, like, 1950s fetish themed. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, a dom-sub thing, but it's, like, set up like a stereotypical, like, 1950s Stepford Wife thing, where, like, my husband just, like, works all day, and then he comes home, and I'm just, like, there, just, like, everything's already done, like, all I do is just, like, take care of the house all day, but it's not because we're, like, super religious or, like, anything. It's, like, a dom-sub, like, it's a sexy thing, you know what I mean? And it's, like, a 24/7, like, use thing, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to put it into words, but, like, that's the type of relationship I want. But it's, like, a committed relationship, but it's, like, the BDSM thing, and it's, like, 1950s themed. Like, I just want, like, my husband to come home, right? He, like, comes through the door, and I just, like, rush over to him, and I, like, take off his jacket, and I, like, ask him how his day was. And he doesn't respond because, like, he's so tired, right? Because he, like, works all day and I don't do anything. And then I, like, take off his shoes. Then he, like, sits down. Then I, like, bring him a drink. And then also something I really like is in, like, a relationship where the dom, like, micromanages you. Like, micromanages what you do every day. I really like that for some reason. And so, like, so back to my fantasy of, like, my perfect relationship, right? He's, like, back from work. Sitting down, relaxing, I have, like, everything set up, like, dinner's already ready, and then he sits down, and I, like, show him my list, because he, like, micromanages my life, and so I did everything on the list, because I'm such a good girl, and I show him the list, and he's so proud of me, and then we, like, go eat dinner, which I made, because I do everything around the house, and he, like, doesn't lift a finger. That's what I want. Some people want to, like, I don't know. Some women want, like, be doctors or, like, contribute to society. I just want to be a Stepford wife. I don't know why I started talking. Oh, what are your fetishes? Okay, that was a part of the question, I guess. Okay, what question am I on? I answered these. Okay, I'm on, like, my last string of questions. Like, my last two or three questions. Oh, back to what kind of audio do I listen to myself. I listen to a lot of stuff on Pillow Talk audio as well. But I don't really have a preference for those kind of audios, as long as you have a nice voice. I'm willing to listen. Okay, so my last, like, three questions. Are, how did you learn of GWA? To tell the honest truth, I don't really remember how I learned of GWA. I really don't remember. I remember the first person I listened to, but how I, like, got there, I don't remember. Are you an exhibitionist? If not, how did you overcome any performance anxiety? Am I an exhibitionist? Maybe. A little bit, on some level. Like, I wouldn't, like, have sex in front of other people. Like, that's not, like, a kink of mine. But I think, like, to post audios, you need to be an exhibitionist to some degree, right? So, I guess I am a little bit. How did you overcome any performance anxiety? I just did it. Like, I just got over it and I did it. Doesn't mean, like, I never experience it ever again, but, like, whenever I do feel anxious, I just do it anyway, because it's fun. Okay, last question is, would you consider a career as a voiceover artist? No. No, I don't think so. I would do the YouTube channel thing. Not as, like, my full-time career. Like, as a side hustle thing, but, like a full-on voiceover artist? Nah. I don't think so. Okay, so that was the last question. So, again, thank you to everyone who asked me a question. I don't think I forgot any, but I hope I answered all of your questions well, and I hope this wasn't, too boring. I had a lot of fun, so this is something I will definitely do in the future. I'm not sure when, but eventually I would like to do it again. And yeah, just thank you to everyone who asked me a question, and thank you to everyone who listened to this.